Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen. Earners, what's going on? Look, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Acorns. You know, investing can often feel intimidating, and many people don't know where to start. Some think you need a lot of money to begin, or that it's something you can put off because it doesn't seem urgent. Plus, with our busy lives, who has time to manage and research investments? That's where Acorns comes in. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Personally, I found Acorns to be a game changer. It's really helped me get into the habit of investing without even thinking about it. Every time I make a purchase, a little bit of my spare change gets invested, and over time, those small actions have started to make a big difference. From Acorns, mighty oaks do grow, right? It's all about giving your money a chance to grow with Acorns. So if you want to start saving and investing for your future, head to acorns.com/earn. That's acorns.com/EARN or download the Acorns app today. And who would I be without giving you an important disclaimer? Client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/earn.
All right. So let's start with the biggest topic of last week. We're going to get to the GameStop situation. Guys, just hold tight. But first, okay. Donald Trump was convicted of 34 counts of felony counts for falsifying business documents in regards to the payoff of Stormy Daniels. So 34, he got hit with 34 felonies.
Yeah.
And you know, as soon as he got hit with the felonies, I started calling some of my political friends and some of my legal friends, and I asked, I'm like, yo, is he going to jail? And the general consensus was like, no, he's not going to jail.
No.
So we'll talk about this, but you know, I said last week that I don't think anything can derail Donald Trump. His supporters are going to support him no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And this just confirmed my suspicion, because he got convicted of 34 felonies and within 48 hours raised $90 million off of it.
I think got up to 200.
Probably got to 210. Yeah.
$200 million off of it, right? And Republicans have just confirmed their support. They said that this is a witch hunt. And it's only rallied his base even more. So this has actually helped him. This hasn't hurt him. In my opinion, this has not hurt him. It's anytime you raise $200 million, that's beneficial. So, okay, that's one thing, the political side of it. But are there any market implications in regards to Trump being convicted of 34 felonies?
Nope. I think that if they don't care about the 34 felonies, Vegas and the stock market is pricing a winner already, and it's probably him. which, like, imagine being the sitting president and the person running against you gets 34 felonies, more than Big Meech has, and he still has a chance to win. If that won't knock him out, I don't know what will. Kudos to all of our political friends, but I hope November goes well for you. It does not look well. I think the market is already pricing in that he will be a victor. And honestly, a lot of people felt like the economy did better, and that's because of all the stimulation of the dollars that were printed. But if people feel like the market is going to do a lot better, and there is a diehard conservative base that are investors that want him in because they feel like they can control him a lot more and get a lot of their initiatives passed through, I think the market will be fine. But this is why I keep saying it doesn't matter, regardless of what happens, World War One, two, or three, conflict with China, conflict with North Korea, president, quantitative easing, the market is going to be rigged to stay up. If a company is underperforming, they're going to replace it with a better one. NVIDIA. Troy, we were talking about this before we started airing. Yeah. I've never seen a company.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Okay. We are seeing things that have never happened in life.
Yeah.
This, the Ron Kitty, Trump with 34, like 30, yeah. What? They wanted to kill Nixon over Watergate.
Yeah, this is unprecedented times. I said last week. I mean, it's interesting. The only thing that has effect on the market is uncertainty. Absolutely. And so, I mean, we'll see what happens in the presidential election. Like I said, the 34 counts didn't change anything in my standpoint. It was like his support is going to be his support. There's polls that came out that said, oh, 6% of people are going to change their mind. It doesn't matter. November 5th will matter. But it's interesting. Like when we talk about economy, right? And we say like, what is best for the economy and what has been great. And this is part of the messaging. When we've said this to a lot of pundits in the Democratic Party, if you're going to hang your hat on the economy being better, then you got to really use that as a selling point, right? Like we're talking about, is the Dow at the highest it's ever been? Is the NASDAQ at the size of it? Is the S&P at the size of it now? Yep. You don't really have much saying that, but it could be a selling point for you. Is crypto at the highest levels it's ever been? All these things should be selling points. It's not, I don't think it has any, his conviction or his community service or whatever his sentence or whatever the judge decides will have on the market in the short term. I think the uncertainty of what happens around November 5th, whether he wins or not, or if Biden stays in office or not, then we might see a little bit of shakeup. But long term, I can't see it really affecting.
Democrats, if you don't put that boy in jail by October, it's over for you. You better call Olivia Pope and everybody you can, B613, and listen, because if not, it's going to be ugly. But the market is going to do well either way. I think on the Democratic side, people don't feel richer as a result. And the student loan forgiveness, that's not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough. If inflation is going up, you have to at least outpace inflation for things to sway in your favor.
Yeah, and the sentencing is July 11th, which is, I think, 4 days before the Republican National Convention when he will officially accept the nomination. So that should be interesting. We'll see. July 11th.
What do you think, my question, serious question, what do you think his first day out verse is going to sound like? Beethoven.
I mean, he didn't have a day pause. He didn't have a day in, right? So, like,
if he goes in gelato,
I can't see it. What's the odds on him going to jail?
So, all right. So, even if he gets convicted, So, from a legal standpoint, the judge, mm-hmm. the maximum he can get is 4 years mm-hmm. in jail, all the way down to as little as pay a fine or probation, something like that. Mm-hmm. So. They said it's relatively no chance that he's going to go to jail, right? And I think that's true for a few different reasons, especially the judge. The judge is already getting political pressure on him. They pulling up his record. He donated $15 to Joe Biden. So, no, he's not going to be known as the person that sentenced Donald Trump to jail, right? He would get death threats. It would be terrible for him. His life would be terrible. So I don't think he's going to sentence him to jail. But they say even if he did sentence him to jail, with bail and appeal, it'll probably be 2 years before that would actually be realized anyway. So it wouldn't be like he actually gets sentenced to jail on Tuesday and then he's going to be serving time at Rikers on Wednesday. So this is important to understand from a political standpoint, I'm interested when we talk to William for his insight on this, because I never in life knew one person that had a felony that didn't go to jail. Maybe one. I actually know one. Mm-hmm. And I'm still trying to figure out how he didn't go to jail.
I know. I'm saying, do I know him? I do.
Allegedly.
He's trying to let you out clear.
So, for the most part, 99% of the people that I know that have felonies of any sort, I just don't know felons that were convicted of felonies that didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
I've never in life met one person that had 34 felonies. Now, granted, I think this was some level of political witch hunt, because was it really necessary to have 34 felonies in a case that you can only get a maximum of 4 years? They probably just added on a lot, but still,
it's a lot.
White collar crime, low level felony. I get it. But I just don't know how. And this speaks to the difference. And Dave Chappelle had a skit about this years ago where he talked about like the drug dealer. I don't know if you remember, but it was like the drug dealer. They ran up in his house with the AK and, you know, had the baby crying and all that. And then the white collar crime guy who stole like $2 billion, they called his lawyer, negotiated a time for his surrender. He came in, they took some pictures, let him go on his yacht. That's how it happens, right? And this is a perfect example of this. Whether you like Trump or not, this highlights the differences in the political justice system, right?
Absolutely.
I know people that have done 19 years in jail for marijuana. That's a fact. So it's like, you know, okay, you do almost 2 decades in jail for selling weed and you get convicted of 34 felonies and you relatively have no chance of ever going to jail ever. It's just interesting,
yeah.
Right? It's interesting. And like I said, I know he's 74 and it's a low level felony, but like I said, I know people that have misdemeanors that went to jail. I know people that did 6 months in jail for child support.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
They're appearing court over parking tickets. Yep. Yeah.
Parking tickets, all that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Suspended license, all that.
Yeah. And going back to Morris, why were you trying to pay her off anyway? You said way worse things, did way worse. You want to pay her off?
No, that's crazy. 34 counts, found guilty on them, or did the double fist pump an hour after in front of your crib. Flew back to Mar-a-Lago, and all those people who like he can vote. He was found a felon in the state of New York. He resides in Florida, so he can vote for himself in the state of Florida.
If a felon becomes president, should felons be able to vote going forward?
Yeah,
it's unprecedented.
I think felons should be able to vote now.
Anyway, right?
Why are you? If your whole point of prison is to rehabilitate somebody, why would you strip them of their rights to be, that's one of your rights of being an American citizen, is to actually vote and take part of the political process. So, okay, you make one mistake or you got found guilty of one thing. Now you can no longer take part in the political process, which is one of the most important processes in American structure. That doesn't make any sense to me.
The people that usually go to jail vote for what party?
Democrats, for sure. No, I get it. I understand. Yeah. I get it. But I'm just saying that, you know, I think that felons should be able to vote now. Why not?
I agree.
Because
hey, Democrats. No, go ahead.
If you're able to work, right? And even that has to be changed. Like as far as if you're able to be a felon and be the president of the United States, well, you should be able to have any job in America.
And take it off the housing applications and mortgages. Quit discriminating across the board.
Rent.
Yep.
All that type stuff, right? I mean, if we're gonna open up the playbook and open it up for everybody, right? If a felon is capable of being the most important person in America, the most powerful position in the world, why can't they be a clerk in a law office, right? Like, I mean, you trust in classified files with somebody that got 34 felons? What else? What more dangerous can somebody else do?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.